Carla, please call the next item.
Item 746, approve and terminate limited tax exemptions for properties under the Home Buyer Opportunity Limited Tax Exemption Program.
Welcome.
Good morning, members of council. I'm here for Andrea Mathiason, the manager of our single family program, on this issue. Traditionally, this is on consent. I think the presentation's for the next
one. Can you just put your name into the record to start with?
Oh, Matthew Schaubel of the Portland Housing Bureau. Thank you. So traditionally, these resolutions are heard on consent, but given that we have two members of council absent and that we have some statutory timelines that we need to meet, where it's here before you today. For folks who are unfamiliar, the Home Buyer Opportunity Limited Tax Exemption Program is a tax exemption program authorized under state law, which the City of Portland and Multnomah County have agreed to have and is operated through the Portland Housing Bureau. The tax exemption is a tax exemption on single-family homes, new construction for families earning below 100% of the area median income, and it's a 10-year property tax exemption. And so throughout the year, there's a cap on the number of applications the city can consider, which is 100 per year, not including those authorized through nonprofit ownership. And
is that 100 units or 100 developments?
100 single-family homes. So 100 units, yeah.
Single-family homes. Thanks.
So, and then throughout the year, to meet statutory timelines, these resolutions are regularly before council to both approve new authorizations as well as to rescind authorizations for instances where the authorization no longer meets either the state statute or our local code and administrative rule. So before you today, you have 12 new authorizations and the rescission of 20 previous authorizations for the HOLTI program.
Colleagues, just two comments on this. When Commissioner Fritz and I joined the council, there were two standing objections to the tax abatements or tax break programs for development in our community. One was a criticism that there was inadequate public oversight of the program, not enough transparency. And the second was that there wasn't enough public benefit. A lot of work has gone into scrubbing these programs to tighten the return to the public and to put more sunlight on them to ensure that they're operating properly. In fact, originally, this was a function performed by the Portland Development Commission. With the creation of the new Portland Housing Bureau, when we consolidated all the programs and funding under one roof here at the city, the Portland Housing Bureau took the responsibility for delivering this report. And for the first time, we had an annual report in which we were told what properties or programs no longer qualified and therefore were kicked off the program, how much money that brought back in previously foregone revenue and the like. I think that work has led to this day where we're about to have this item discussed and debated at council, and no one is here to object. And it tells us a lot about sharpening the connection to all of our programs to clear public benefit, in this case, expanding the supply of affordable homes, and making sure that there's adequate oversight so that people that don't qualify for the program don't get to take advantage of the program. And I compliment the Housing Bureau for the role they have played in building more public trust for these kinds of programs.
I see that there's 39 application slots still available. What kind of outreach do we do to landlords to let them know about this program?
So this is one of the programs that we administer directly at the Housing Bureau, but we outreach to primarily construction and development professionals because it's traditionally the folks that are building the homes that can choose to sell below the price point and try and then identify potential buyers below the income threshold. So if you're thinking about eligibility, there's really two factors. One is getting somebody building a home that's not a nonprofit, because the nonprofit will own it and it'll already be exempt through other tax exemption programs. So you have to identify the builder that's willing to sell below the price point, which currently is $350,000, and then work with them traditionally connecting them to community nonprofits to identify the home buyers who also fall below the income threshold, which is 100% of the area median income. So the Bureau staff work directly not only with professionals in the construction industry, but then our community nonprofit partners to connect families to those houses once they're built.
Okay. Any other questions for Matt? All right. Carla, do we have any public testimony?
No one signed up.
All right. And this is a resolution. So, Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fish?
Thank you, Matt. You did an admirable job stepping in for the lead program person at the Bureau. Again, thank you for the enhanced transparency that you and the Bureau have brought to this program. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thanks, Commissioner Fish, for reminding us of some of the history of this. And I do appreciate the Housing Bureau's diligence in making sure that people remain eligible. And I appreciate President Udaly's comment that it would be nice if everybody knew about this opportunity, and also, given your answer, if more developers would be thinking of how can I make this more affordable for a potential buyer. So thank you. Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, Matt. Aye.